ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 किंग चित्रकेतु मीट्स द लॉ टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। एवं योनिगतो जीव सनित्यो निरंकृता यावद् यत्रोपलभ्येत तावत् सत्त्वं हि तस्य तत्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। Translation: Even though one living entity becomes connected with another because of a relationship based on bodies that are perishable, the living entity is eternal. Actually, it is the body that is born or lost, not the living entity. One should not accept that the living entity takes birth or dies. The living being actually has no relationship with so-called fathers and mothers. As long as he appears as a son of a certain father and mother, as a result of his past fruitive activities, he has a connection with the body given by that father and mother. Does he falsely accept himself as their son and acts affectionately? After it dies, however, the relationship is finished. Under these circumstances, one should not be falsely involved with jubilation and lamentation. Purport: When the living entity lives within the material body, he falsely thinks that he is the body, although actually he is not. His relationship with his body and his so-called father and mother are false, illusory conceptions. These illusions continue as long as one is not enlightened about the situation of the living entity. So in this verse, the son of Maharaj Chitraketu, who was brought back to life by Srila Narad Muni by his mystic power, is speaking the science of soul. It is explained by Srila Prabhupada in the previous purport also that this untimely death of the son, he died because he was poisoned by the co-wives, and because some part of his life was remaining. And again, Srila Narad Muni, taking that opportunity by his mystic power, brought him back to life just to enlighten Maharaj Chitraketu. Because Angira Muni and Srila Narad Muni, both of them, they had come to give this knowledge to Maharaj Chitraketu, who was so much overwhelmed by the death of his only son. That being the expert preacher, they understood the gravity of this situation. And in this particular instance, they are making his own son, Maharaj Chitraketu's own son, as an instrument to give this divine knowledge and to give this Krishna consciousness to Maharaj Chitraketu. It is so wonderful that how they are expertly using any situation to preach, to give the message in a proper way. Because he was in such a lamentable condition, he was so much overwhelmed by that, by the death of his own son, that he was not ready to understand any type of philosophy. When someone is in great distress, he is in great anxiety because of miseries of this material world, then it is very difficult to give this knowledge, to explain that you are not this material body, everything is temporary. It's very difficult because the person is attached to this material world. He gets involved with so many relations in this material world. He gets emotionally involved with so many people. So it's very difficult to isolate a person and give that person a knowledge which is transcendental. To explain that all these things are temporary. Because the person is not ready to receive that knowledge. So it is very, very important that how one should carefully handle each and every situation. Because we also preach that you are not this material body, you are spirit souls. That's the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita. It's very easy to preach, but difficult to follow. Because theoretically one can understand that we are not this material body, we are spirit souls. But when the miseries of this material world strike, then it's very difficult to practically follow that. So here his own son is giving this knowledge to Maharaj Chitraketu, and he's first of all telling that I may be your son in this birth, but I had so many births previously. I had so many parents. And he's speaking purely on the spiritual platform, that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul. And when someone is speaking from the spiritual platform, on the very, very higher platform, for a materialistic person or a person who is very much engrossed in this material world, it's very difficult to relate that how it is possible that one can remain eternal. One on the higher level, there is no suffering, there is no birth or death for this spirit soul. It's very difficult to understand, because the identification with this material body is very strong. One in this material world is so much strongly identifying with this material body. Since birth, one is taught that you are so and so, you are Indian, you are son of such and such parents, you belong to this community. So much bodily identification is there. And it's very difficult for a person who is very much involved to receive this knowledge. And here his son is explaining that how one takes birth. it is because of one's fruitive activities, one gets particular type of parents. It is that's on the higher platform. Here it is explained, and the living entity, he is enjoying or suffering his fruitive activities in particular birth, and when that karma or what fruitive activities is over, then he has to go to the next life. And therefore karma is very, very inconceivable. It is explained by Lord Krishna himself that gahana karmano gati karmanna yapi bodhavyam bodhavyam cha vikarmana akarmanascha bodhavyam gahana karmano gati, that the intricacies of these laws of action is very difficult to understand. Why someone takes birth in a particular family, why is enjoying particular types of his fruitive activities, or his, he gets a birth in a good family, or why someone is suffering, why somebody takes birth in a poor family. And it is another astonishing point is that sometimes a demonic son may take birth in the family of a devotee, or a devotee son may come in the family of a demonic person. Somebody may think that, oh, how it is possible that these are all devotees and how they can get a son who does not have any faith in God. He is not following anything. And sometimes it may happen that a son becomes a great devotee whose parents may be totally averse in believing God, or even after he is or she is practicing so many years, they may not be interested at all. Sometimes one may think that now this person has started taking Krishna consciousness, his parents should naturally become devotees, all relatives, they are going back home, back to Godhead, they should start chanting and following everything. So it is very, very inconceivable that they may not take to the process. Because here it is explained that it is because of one's own fruitive activities one takes birth in a particular family. And it is that soul's karma or his progress on the path of spiritual life that is going on. It is nothing to do, it is nothing to do with his, which type of parents he has, or what type of relationships he has around his people. And as soon as that awakening comes, that I am not this mortal body, I am spirit soul, as soon as that knowledge comes into the heart, one gets an opportunity to go to the higher platforms. And therefore suddenly we find that somebody becomes interested into Krishna consciousness and takes the process of Krishna consciousness so seriously. Even sometimes somebody may be very young, he may start this process so seriously and make progress, so much progress. And at the same time, we may see that somebody may be from a good family, pious background, but still, at the very fag end of life, he may not take to Krishna consciousness. Because still, he is so much engrossed into fruitive activities, thinking that, I will do this something, I will get good, if I do bad, I will get bad. And he is still so much engrossed into that. So therefore, taking to Krishna consciousness, that means that so much he has overcome all these lower levels. Karma kand, jnana kand, kevala visharapa. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says that these karma kand means I do good something, I get good. If I do bad, I will get bad. And just to get engrossed into all that, they are all like the pots of poison. Because they will not ultimately deliver a person from the cycle of birth and death. He will again come back into the cycle of birth and death. He will be suffering again in this material world. So therefore, one has to rise above all these different levels. And then only one can realize that yes, this is we are not this material body, we are spirit souls and we are eternal. That's the higher understanding one can get. Because one is lamenting, suffering in this material world, thinking that I'm this material body. And everything around that is created. As soon as one forgets that I am spirit soul, then he has to think that I am this material body. Bhayam dvitiya abhineshat sat. It is explained that the fear comes when, as soon as one thinks that I am separate from this material body, something separate from the real identity, then the fear comes. That is Maya. Maya means that which is not. So when one thinks that I am not this soul, I am not eternal, that means I am temporary, I have birth, death, disease, old age. These are all to this material body. And when one thinks in that way, then one suffers. Naturally he has to suffer because he is still temporarily identifying. He is identifying with the temporary objects. So therefore, it is very very important that one has to come to that level that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul. And Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita that at one place that it is very important that one should have a realized knowledge. One should not be just accumulating theoretical knowledge. Because by realized knowledge, one becomes perfect. His understanding will become perfect. He will remain fixed in the position. And by transcendental knowledge, one can remain steady in his conviction. One has to acquire this knowledge that I am not this material body, so that one remains steady in his conviction. But by academic knowledge, one can be easily deluded and confused by apparent contradictions. If simply mundane knowledge is there, then he will be just confused after some time. Because again that is on the material platform. So therefore when one acquires spiritual knowledge, transcendental knowledge, that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul, then and one has to act on that platform, then one can remain fixed. And the nature of this material world is to bring everything down. In the beginning, one may accept this process in great enthusiasm, thinking that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul, and I have to just practice this process and blissfully go back home, back to Godhead. And therefore, one may take this process in great enthusiasm. And definitely he will be on the transcendental platform because he is connected with the Supreme now. Srila Prabhupada also told his disciples that all of you are liberated. Why? Because you are practicing this process which is possible only on the transcendent platform. Someone cannot take to this process if he is not liberated or he is not finished of his all or sinful activities. Yesham tantagatam papam ye jananam punya karma te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrata. Those who are dridavratas, those are determined on this path, they can practice with great determination when all their previous sinful activities are eradicated. But those who are not determined, still they have doubts, for them previous activities or the fruitive activities will come as reactions. And therefore it is seen that somebody therefore devotees seem to be suffering. And somebody may think that now he has taken to devotional service, all his sinful activities should have been wiped out. Why is he suffering now? Because still some traces of previous activities are remaining. Those reactions are coming. And it depends upon the devotee, how he reacts. In what attitude he accepts those reactions. That will determine his future. If he accepts that, okay, this were some sinful activities I had performed, and because of that these reactions are coming, and let me just tolerate and still continue practicing, and he thanks the Supreme Lord that I am very grateful that all these reactions are coming, then he becomes a rightful candidate for liberation. Tattenu kampasu sumekshamana vunchane evatmakrutam vivakam rutvagu apubhair vididam namaste jiveta yomukti sudayita. That is the attitude one has to develop, that all these reactions are coming because I must have done something wrong. I don't remember, maybe this life or previous so many lives. And the real devotee will thank the Supreme Lord that, oh, it is good that you are given me this reaction. In fact, he will think that I deserve more. I deserve more reactions. But Krishna is so kind that he is just minimizing. He is just reducing it to a small token reaction. And something good comes, then he thinks that I have not done anything good. But still Krishna is so kind that he is giving me something good. And in this way, when someone practices, then his previous all the activities will be clear. Then he can go on this path, practicing this process very blissfully. Otherwise, if the devotee, if he is practicing, he is in the moment and still, but still his morose or anxiety ridden, that means he has not realized that his good fortune, he has not realized that still he is affected by the previous reactions. And of course it is not so easy that one can overcome everything and remain on the higher platform always. It's not so easy. But still, if someone at least theoretically understand that yes, this is the process, this is my purification taking place, all the anarthas are getting wiped out. And one simply tolerates. Then gradually one will realize that yes, this process is working. This process is working perfectly. I may not be realizing, but this process is perfect. And therefore, one has to practice this process very seriously. And when somebody does that, then he will get the higher realization. And there is another example that how somebody takes to this process very at an early age, or even how the fruitive activities, or when he has made sufficient progress on this path, how he becomes detached. Just like in the case of Srila Shukadeva Goswami, this is another example that Shukadeva Goswami, he was a liberated soul in the very beginning of his birth, or when he was in the womb of his mother, he was already liberated. And because he was liberated, he had no attachment to this material world. So he was not coming out of the womb. He was thinking that this material world is so miserable that I don't want to get entangled in this material world. And of course, Srila Vasudeva, he is a great acharya or in this line, and we speak sitting on the Vyasasana, representing Srila Vasudeva. So of course, I don't want to commit any offense towards Srila Vasudeva. But of course, he was to some degree attached to his son, isn't it? Because he wanted son to take birth, and he was praying, and he spoke Krishna Katha, and then as soon as Srila Shukadeva Goswami heard Krishna Katha, he took birth and he started running out because he was not attached. He was liberated, he got attached to devotional service. And Srila Vasudeva was thinking that, what is this? This is my son. He should remain with me. He was attached, but Srila Shukadeva Goswami, he is according to his level of spiritual realization. He was not attached at all. He just going out in the forest. So that shows that how, this is very very transcendental example, but it shows that how according to one's fruitive activity, one makes progress. It is not that just because my parents are devotees, therefore son has to become devotee. It may not be possible. Of course, there is a favorable atmosphere by which that Krishna consciousness can be awakened. That great opportunity has been given. And certainly those who take birth in the family of devotees, they are certainly great souls. Lord Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita that those who have performed great pious activities, they take birth in the family of great devotees. Or those who have made sufficient progress, great advancement in previous lives, then only they get an opportunity to take birth in the family of great devotees. And Srila Prabhupada himself gives his own example that and his spiritual master's example. He explains that our humble self and his spiritual master, they had that great opportunity to take birth in the family of great transcendentalists. And later on they met by the order of transcendental system. We can see in the life of Srila Prabhupada also, his father, he was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. although he, as externally he was performing his business activities, but he was a great devotee and he was praying to Lord that let my son become a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master also, we can see that he was a great devotee. He was a great acharya. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his father, he was a great devotee. So we can see that they were not ordinary souls. And they carried on. And therefore we can see that this knowledge has been expounded so much by Srila Prabhupada. He has written Srimad Bhagavatam, giving the purports, Chaitanya Charitamritam, so many books he has written. Because Srila Prabhupada was not an ordinary soul, actually he was a great soul, definitely. He was so much empowered that he could do such preaching even at late age. And therefore so many instances he encourages everyone to take this process so seriously. If someone takes this process in the childhood, that's very good. But even if somebody is not able to take the process, Srila Prabhupada explains that even a late beginner can make progress in Krishna consciousness. Somebody may think that I have begun this process quite late. I should have started when I was young. But still, the process is perfect. How one takes the process, it depends upon that how much progress that person will make. Even somebody may be a late beginner. Still, if he takes the process very seriously, there is a great opportunity that Krishna can take that soul back home, back to Godhead, so easily. And we can see in the example of so many devotees also that they started this process so late, but still, because they practice so sincerely, Krishna is calling them. And in fact, Krishna is calling everyone back home, back to Godhead, by playing his transcendental flute. Some people can hear, but most of us, we don't hear how Krishna is playing on his flute and calling. So we have to hear the message that devotees are coming and they are reminding us. They are Krishna's instruments. Krishna is making them instruments, and through them he is calling everyone. He is sending his devotees, he is sending his scriptures, books. So much wonderful process by which one can practice this process so easily. So therefore, even somebody might have begun quite late, one should not think that he will not be able to perfect the life and may not be able to go back to God. We can see just 2 days before His Grace Valmiki Muni Prabhu, he passed away. And we can see that he started this process when he was almost 80 years old. In his 80s, means hardly, we may not have any guarantee that we may last that long. But he started practicing this process at that age. So we can imagine what determination he must be having. And just 2 days before, Shaman Prabhu also told me that he was not able to see so clearly because of old age. And he was telling him that it is his great desire to see Radha Gopinath. Because he could not see so properly, blurred vision. So he was expressing to him that it is his great desire to see Radha Gopinath. So that that desire itself is so pure that Radha Gopinath are going to become visible to him. And and also seen that he is to come almost every Sunday for Gaurati without fail, means, and he is to attain Gaurati, and he would identify properly everyone. He would sit and chant his Gayatri. And just two days before he passed, when he was 93 years old, and few months before also he had come here in the temple, and still he was recognizing few devotees, he was taking darshan. So that shows that Krishna is so pleased with him that he has to consider him. He has to take the case seriously. He has to pay attention, that just see that although he is so aged, but still he is coming. So when we attract the attention of the Lord by our sincere service, then Krishna will be pleased. Not by our great pride or by any kind of talents we can attract the mercy of the Lord. One can attract the Supreme when takes the humble position. It is explained that the magnets, means there are two poles, positive and negative. The positive repels positive, but positive attracts negative. Krishna is Supreme Positive. When somebody tries to become equal with Lord or tries to compete, then he is repelling himself from the Lord. Because Krishna does not like. Krishna will not allow someone that pride to enter in the devotee's heart. Krishna is asama urdhva. He cannot be equal to anyone else, or someone cannot be equal to him, or cannot be above Lord Krishna. But someone takes the humble position, then Krishna becomes very pleased. And the more humble somebody becomes, humble servant of the servant, Krishna has to pay attention. Krishna has to see that, oh, this devotee is trying to become the servant of the servant of the servant. When Krishna becomes more pleased with that attitude, and then only Krishna will consider him very seriously. So therefore, when somebody is in that consciousness, then there is a great opportunity that one can perfect his life. Because this kind of, any kind of pious activities one may have accumulated, a great charity somebody might have performed, great austerity one might have performed, those amounts of credits are not required, or we cannot tell Lord Krishna that, okay, I have done so much, now you have to take me back home, back to her. It is not possible. We cannot Krishna, we cannot means tell Lord Krishna like that. When Krishna becomes pleased, then he will take us back, come back to God. And devotee therefore endeavors, continues on this path. Even he had to be tormented, or he is put into so much difficulties. Devotee does not complain to the Lord that why these things are happening to me. That I don't deserve these sufferings, but these sufferings are coming. He doesn't complain to the Lord. He simply tolerates, and because of that, all his previous sinful activities or whatever traces are remaining, they are getting purified. It is just like the gold is put in the fire. When gold is put in the fire, it may appear that it is getting heated, so that purification, when the gold is put in fire, what is happening? That all the impurities are coming out, and it is becoming more and more pure. So similarly, when the devotee is put into difficulties, he is getting rid of all his previous sinful activities. For whatever traces are remaining, whatever anarthas are remaining, they are getting purified. And one has to simply continue on this path. Then only one can remain on this path. And that is the most surprising thing. Srila Prabhupada also told once that it is not surprising if someone leaves the movement. It is not surprising. Because the opportunity is given, but somebody is not capable enough to accept that, then when the previous reactions will come, he will be overwhelmed. He will succumb to anger, pride, lust, greed, envy, all these vices will overwhelm him, because that is a test. One has to come out of that. And still one continues, that is the most surprising thing. Therefore it is a great surprise if someone continues, when he doesn't give up. That is the most surprising thing. So therefore the process is perfect. And we do not know who has come with what kind of baggage, karma baggage. And one has to get rid of that. And slowly, slowly, by the practice, by the sincere practice on this path, then only it is possible. And Krishna sometimes puts his devotees into difficulties. It is not that this process is now one has started with great spirit and he will just continue like that throughout his life. It is not going to happen. One should be ready for that. One should know that that is a reality. And in that situation, one has to maintain the faith. Because the material energy is so powerful that it will try to disturb the faith. That is the main program of this material energy. That it will try to disturb the faith of a devotee who is practicing this process for years and years. Or one may develop tendencies to commit offenses towards devotees. That means Maya is tempting you. Maya is tempting to find faults with other devotees, judging externally. And as soon as one gets succumbed to that, then Maya knows that he is in my territory. He is again coming back into my clutches, again ready to serve me for many lifetimes. So therefore, our acharyas are guarding us that don't commit offenses. Don't judge other devotees, what he is doing or what she is doing. Don't judge others externally. Because everyone has come with their own karma. If someone practices sincerely, they will get rid of that karma and go back home, back to Godhead. It's not difficult. So therefore, we have to simply assist each other to get rid of all the previous karma. Because by our own endeavor, it is not possible. One may become a great austere person, thinking that by my austerity, I'll be able to purify my previous karma. It is possible to some extent, or I will give a lot of charity, or so many things I can do, devotional activities. But Krishna says that these things is not sufficient. Naham vedairna tapasana dhamyame chedya bhaktya tu ananya shakya. Only by pure unalloyed devotional service, one can attain Krishna. So therefore, tevrena bhakti yogena, when miseries are striking overwhelming, one's consciousness polluting. Even the obvious things become so difficult to practice. So that is a time when one has to take shelter in the process and take shelter in the devotees, those who are guiding and inspiring, maintaining the faith. So that is the process. So therefore sometimes this medicine may appear to be very bitter. That how can I practice this process? Simply just chanting becomes so difficult. When somebody is overwhelmed with difficulties, the chanting becomes so difficult. Oh, how can I chant? I have been overwhelmed with so many problems. But still, if someone practices, then one will become free from this disease of this matter. Therefore, people in this material world, they are so much engrossed, they are not bad. Or not bad also. Or not bad or not mad. But they are sick. They are sick because this material world, they are being engrossed into so many activities. This material world, they are identifying with this material body so much that the simple process has become so difficult. But if someone takes this process of chanting, dancing, taking Krishna prasadam, is it difficult? It's not difficult. The process is kevala ananda kanda. Then one can progress in this path. And therefore Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they have come to purify very easily. And when they came, they showed that how even somebody may be a great sinner, they can be delivered. And a great example is the examples of Jagai and Madhai. They were so sinful people, they were committing so many sinful activities that there was no hope for them. But still, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they had mercy on them. And we can see that their very life, they became pure devotees. That shows that this process is very powerful. And it is not necessarily that one has to practice this for years and years, then only one has to get the result. But this, one can achieve the perfection even within one moment. That is also possible. But one has to take that much seriously. And therefore one practices this and stays on this path, then one can perfect life. And in one place Srila Prabhupada told his disciples, a few of his disciples, they were they arranged some program or something and they made one banner, and on that banner they wrote the title Stay High Forever. At the time there were so many people used to come, they were addicted to intoxication and bad habits. So for them this term was very peculiar. So they gave the title Stay High Forever. And Srila Prabhupada read that and he said that it's very nice. And he added one more thing. He said that stay high forever and never come down. Means you stay high forever, you don't come down on this devotional path. Means you just continue practicing devotional service and don't come back again to the mundane platform. Remain always on the transcendental path. So when someone practices this process in that spirit, then he will become more closer to Krishna and his perfection is guaranteed. Hare Krishna. Is there any question or comment? Any one question? There's no question written. So we'll end the class then. Shri Prabhupada.